Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you, Lord, for salvation and healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the anointing, your anointing that destroys the yoke in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare that let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let it be established in every community, city, and state. I lift up every intercessor, every watchman, every seer, every battle axe, every spiritual legislator of the Lord, and prayer warriors who stand in between the porch and the altar. Lord, I thank you for the gates of righteousness. I cover them with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Anoint your people to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I agree with heaven that the people of God have power over the all power of the enemy. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keen discernment, Father God, that will come upon every intercessor in the name of Jesus, God. Let every hidden snare of the enemy, Father God, against your church be exposed. I bind up every assignment of every bloodthirsty man in the name of Jesus. We bind and break all spirits of witchcraft and backlash and revenge and retaliation on those who have given their lives to stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. Every fiery dart of the enemy against the anointed one has boomeranged in the name of Jesus. We take dominion over spirits of heaviness and confusion and spirits of despondency in the name of Jesus that will cause the intercessors not to be alert and not to be on the wall in the name of Jesus. We pray against every distraction. We come against all frustration assigned to make intercessors get off the wall. We say in the name of Jesus, they shall be on the wall and they shall intercede and pray. What thus said the Lord in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight that we are spiritual legislators, that we will speak what thus said the Lord. We break and destroy the power that will come against prayers. I thank you for intercessors who abide under the covering of spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that there will be no lone ranger spirits. We break spirits of rebellion, monotony, cliques, from prophetic unction in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare spirits of unity, cohesiveness among the intercessors in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that they will run with the vision of their leader, Father God, that you will give them prophetic insight right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare tonight that they will live upright and holy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that they will make up a hedge and build walls around the body of Christ. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are rising from their slumber, God, that they are rising from their sleep in the name of Jesus. Oh, intercessor, where art thou? I command you to arise and take your place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Arise and take your gate in the cities. Arise and take your place in the name of Jesus. Our intercessors, I shake you from your slumber. I command you to rise up and begin to decree a thing, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Let every intercessor, God, let every intercessor under the sound of my voice, God, let them be a student of the word, God. Let us study to show ourselves approved in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we yield unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will re-baptize us, God. Baptize us with Holy Ghost and with fire, God. Give us new tongues, God. Give us new discernment, God. Let that spirit of discernment be upon us, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Discernment, God. Let it be upon us, God. Let us begin to see things, God, even before they manifest, God. Let us begin to be able to prophesy, Father God, what will be on the morning paper, God, in the name of Jesus. There's a need for you. Begin to arise and take dominion. Walk in authority in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you for this hour. Lord God, we thank you for who you are in our lives. Father, we ask you as this lesson go forth that you would use my mouth, Father, and let it be an oracle. Father, we ask you that those that are on the line listening, that they will receive what you have to say concerning intercession in the name of Jesus. We cover the lines with the blood of Jesus, And we thank you, Father, that you're moving right now by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Well, we thank everyone for coming on the line today. We're going to be teaching on how to become a prophetic, effective intercessor. You know, we can pray and we can intercede, but we want to be effective. It's very important that we are effective when we pray. It's very important that we understand the call, we understand the assignment, and also that we are balanced with it, that we are not out of balance. We're going to be talking about your call to intercession, your call to intercession. So I want you to get your Bibles out and get prepared to take some notes, and so that when you have questions, you can go back to your notes and you can be blessed with this teaching tonight. Well, when you first realized that you were an intercessor, you decided to let God lead you in your prayers. So we're going to start with letting God lead your prayers. You know, I love to pray. Prayer is like having an invisible phone line from us to the Father. And guess what? It's free. There's no long-distance charges. We don't have to worry about a busy signal. And we don't have to leave a message on a heavenly answer machine. So we have a direct contact with the Father. Our communication with God, it's a direct line. We don't have to be get put on hold. You know, we don't have to worry about someone saying, "May I ask who's calling, please?" Because the Father knows us. And I'll tell you, as a Christian, and we're going to first talk about as a baby Christian, you know, we use certain words when we're talking to the Father. And believe me, he still hears you. He hears us when we pray. God said that he will not leave us nor forsake us. So we're going to get to our teaching tonight. See, no one ever taught me about prophetic intercession. And I know that in learning prophetic intercession, my life have expanded. Where I totally understand that I can talk to the Father and I can get an answer. Oh, yes, with prophetic intercession, you get an answer. And I know we all want answers when we go to prayer. Yes, we put petitions before the Father. And sometimes we don't wait for him to speak. Sometimes we just dump everything on the Father on what we want or what someone else wants as an intercessor. But I want you to know that when we talk to the Father, it's very important that we pause and wait for his answer. So, example, if I'm talking to you and I do all the talking, and you're just standing there looking at me, listening to me, and you never open your mouth. And then after I finish talking, I turn around and walk away. Well, that's how it is sometimes in our life of intercession. Sometimes we can pray and pray and pray and pray, and we don't wait for God to talk back. Prophetic intercession is when God speaks back to you. All I know is that as we yearn for his presence and we yearn for his voice, we yearn for his voice to get his direction so that we won't go on tangents, so that we won't assume that this is the voice of God. Or what we should be doing. Jesus stated in John 5:19-20, he said, "I'll tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father's doing. Because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. For the Father loved the Son and showed him all he does." And yes, to your amazement, to my amazement, to our amazement, he will show us even greater things than these if we listen to him. If we study his word, we will know more about God. We will know more about his word. We'll know more about his will. And when we know the will of God, we can pray the will of God. And I'll tell you, sometimes you can begin to pray, and you are so in tune with the Father that he won't let you pray because he starts giving you the answer before you pray. See, in the scripture, Jesus pointed out very clearly that the interdependent relationship between the Father and the Son, Jesus did not do anything apart from the Father. And that's the same way that we have to live as prophetic intercessors. And what happens when we totally depend on God in our prayer life, then I'll tell you, whenever we call his name, he'll answer. He will respond. Because guess what? Because we're one with the Father in spirit. And we're connected with him. So when he hears our voice, it's almost like when you hear your child's voice. You can be doing something. You can be busy. But when you hear your child's voice, you will stop what you're doing to see what they are seeing, to see what's wrong with your child, to fix the situation, to bring peace to the situation. Well, that's the same connection as intercessors, prophetic intercessors that we have with the Father. And Jesus made that real clear. And the same just applies. It applies to us. Let's just face it. Apart from God helping us, anytime anything that we produce is really worthless from a kingdom perspective. But as kingdom citizens, we look beyond this life. And this means that we need God to help us understand the bigger picture, what's going on behind the scene, so we should always be ready. You know, we should not be caught off guard because guess what? Our life is sold out to the things of the kingdom. As citizens of heaven, we have to always be prepared. And we need to be able to understand all aspects of the bigger picture in this life because we don't have the ability to fully comprehend eternal things. But however, when God revealed his heart to us about a given situation, it's amazing how different things start looking. For instance, we may pray for a particular person to be saved, and our heart is for that person to receive eternal life. But God's heart is for that person to be saved. But in addition to that, God might also say, "I'm going to save him and his family, and his neighbors." See, the bigger picture is, instead of that one person being saved, God might save 10, but it's predicated on that one person accepting Christ. Because God already knows that that one person is going to minister to the other 9. So we're not seeing the bigger picture. So we're not seeing that our obedience to what God tells us to do, there's a soul at the end of our obedience. So we might think, well, I'm praying for this person, and we might solely have our minds on this person, and this person might be a mess. But God is seeing the showing us the bigger picture. This person might be a mess, but they may have influence with 100 more people. And the 100 others are seeing the mess in this person, so they're seeing the change in this one person, because guess what? God have answered our prayers by saving this one person that's a mess and brought this other 100 in because we heard his voice and we were on the wall. So we can't judge that person because of the mess that they're in. We have to look at the bigger picture. So being a prophetic intercessor, you have to be able to see the bigger picture, not the small picture. You got to see the bigger picture. I want to encourage you that if you pray apart from God's leading, I want to encourage you to always pray the will of God. Well, how do we know how to be led by God in our prayers? We have to study the Word, because see, it's the Word of God that will come out of us. And guess what? It's the Word of God that pierces heaven. It's not us. It's not our voice. It's the Word of God that he answers to. He responds to the Word, because the Word and God is one. Because he is the Word. So it's almost like he's hearing that sound, and he connects with that sound. It's like, again, when we hear our child, we hear that sound, and as a mother or as a father, you connect because you hear your child. Well, it's the same thing with God in the Word. When God hears his Word, he connects because it's pierced in heaven, and God, we get his attention. Because we bring into his remembrance his Word. So as a prophetic intercessor, we must learn the Word of God. So when we pray the Word, we won't pray apart from God's leading. See, when we don't pray the Word, we really just pray a fraction of what God is willing to give. We just pray what we think, what sounds good. But that produces nothing, or just a very little. And that's when you pray amiss. So I want to encourage you to sharpen yourself up by studying the Word. See, if you say, I'm an intercessor. Now let's start with this. I'm going to pray. Well, you pray in your heart, and that's good. Because you're praying your heart, you're crying out to God. You just pray in your heart, and that's good. It doesn't make you wrong. But when you go to another level in God, and you start praying for others, you have to pray the will of God concerning them. What happens is we want to pray God's heart. I know I do. So let's start asking God what he wants us to pray. What do he want us to pray and how? And it's okay to start saying, you could just say, hey, God, I have no idea what to say and how to pray, but I really need your help. Direct me, show me, and help me. God delights in us asking him for help. He loves to help us. So God make himself God when he helps us. Because guess what? We let God be God. See, this is what God does. As my mother say, I'm doing what I do. God does what he does. So we're going to let God be God, and we're going to be that intercessor that's crying out to God to get his hand to move on the behalf of his people. So we don't want to pray amiss, and we want to keep our hearts clean. We want to walk in forgiveness. When we walk in forgiveness, no matter what happens, always forgive. Be slow to take offense. And always ready to reconcile. Be always ready to reconcile. You know, don't let the enemy trap you up where you're not ready to reconcile with another person. It's too costly. As an intercessor, be quick to just apologize. You know, you don't even have to be wrong. But it's too much at risk not to say, forgive me. Because if they are offended and they're walking in offense and their deliverance is in your hand, so you just say, forgive me, because guess what? I have a job to do. I have souls to pray for. I have people that God has put and assigned to me. So me falling off is going to cause the people to miss the course. And those other nine or those ten people that God is depending on me to pray for that one person, they could lose their salvation because I'm not in place, because I'm walking in unforgiveness. I'm walking in the circumstances of this world. So as a prophetic intercessor, we have to make sure that our life is clean and on course. See, God is a forgiving God, and we have to practice his ways. So we have to be forgiving as he is forgiving. And we pray for God's leading, and we really just pray for God's heart and God's hand on other people's lives. You know, I just want to pray what he wants me to pray. I want to pray his heart. I want to pray his will. Let me just give you a scripture. Let's go to 1 John 5:14. And as I was saying, God delights in helping us. Let's just make God the Lord over our prayer life. Let's just do that. Let's just say, Lord, you are the Lord over my prayer life. 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God. See, when we approach him, we have to have the confidence when we approach him. You know, we have to see that when we're asked to pray, that we're actually approaching God. That if we don't ask anything, if we ask anything according to his will, that he'll hear us. But if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked him for. So we don't have to leave doubting. We have to leave doubting because guess what? This is the confidence we have in approaching God. Wouldn't we want to know what God thinks about situation that we're praying about? Of course we do. And after all, if we know what God is thinking or what his will is, we can easily pray the prayer of agreement. We can enter into agreement not just with other intercessors, but we can get into agreement with God. And our prayers become more powerful, more effective, with God agreeing with what he already has said yes to our request. He already said yes. So with God agreeing, that's a powerful stand. And so people will start saying, you know, well, he prayed for me or she prayed for me and God's hand moved because you prayed the will of the Father, because you prayed what God had already said. So prophetic intercession always includes God. Listen to that again. Prophetic intercession always includes God because of the revelation. See, there's a revelatory nature. Prophetic intercession is a combination of intercession and prophecy. See, when God, when you intercede, when you intercede, God begins to speak. You should never go to God and you do all the talking. If you don't say what he's saying to you, you should at least hear what he's saying. See, the question is, do you have to be a prophet to be a prophetic intercessor? No. I'll tell you what, let's continue to look at God's word and find out. 1 Corinthians 14:1, it states, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. I'm going to read that one more time. Follow the way of love eagerly. The Bible says eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. Now here we're told to eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. We can clearly see in that verse that God desire for the gift of prophecy to be available to all believers, not just a prophet, not just an apostle, not just your pastor, not just an evangelist, not just a teacher, but to all believers. And it also means that we do not have to walk in an office of a prophet to receive the gift of prophecy. From this, we can conclude that prophetic intercession is equally available to all believers. But will we embrace it? God wants to instruct us. Turn to 1 Thessalonians, and the tape will be made available to all that want to listen to it later. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. The Bible says, be joyful always. Pray continually. All believers are told to pray. And not only to pray, but to pray continually. To always pray. Pray without ceasing. Prophecy and intercession are meant to be normal part of our lives as a believer. But the enemy has made us believe and fear prophecy. Prophecy is the voice of the Father. How can we be a believer and don't want his voice? How? I can't get it. Yes, 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 I want to hear my pastor. Yes, 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 I want to hear different preachers and teachers and pastors and apostles. Yes, but guess who I want to hear most of all? I want to hear God. It's so important to me that I'm able to hear God. The Bible says, as I was reading, for ye may all prophesy one by one, that we may learn and all may be comforted. 1 Corinthians 14:31. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. The scripture is real. We just have to read it. You know, as an intercessor, it's important that you are a prophetic intercessor because it includes God's voice. It includes the voice of the Father. And those that are with Kingdom Daughters, intercessors, it is my assignment to make sure that those intercessors are all prophetic intercessors and know exactly what office they're called to. Prophecy and intercession, if I can say it again, are meant to be normal part of a believer's life. With both of them combined together, guess what? We become God's powerhouse. See, prophetic intercessor is always, we have to wait on God. And as we press into God, Reko Rabba, we use our heavenly language in our weakness. The Bible says that as we pray in the Spirit, what? The Spirit, our spirit prays. So when we are weak and we pray in the Spirit, we build up our holy faith. So we're building ourselves up. We're getting out of the natural and we're tapping into the spirit realm. See, we have a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. The soul and the spirit is inside the body. But our body gonna pass away. And the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, meaning that our spirits, our souls, are going to be connected with him. Because God is a spirit. And the Bible said those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as we pray, our spirit is praying because God is a spirit. And we let our spirit pray. So we get out of our natural body and let our spirit pray. So when I say, Rekod Rabba, I don't know where that's coming from. I know that I'm yielding my body, and I'm making it obey, and I'm letting my spirit take precedence over my body. So as a prophetic intercessor, as we wait on God, and as we press in, he will often show us what's going on behind the scenes. See, often he reveals spiritual hindrance, and he'll give us direction on how to pray and what to specifically focus on. So we won't be running on tangents and trying to say, think of words to say, but we wait on God and we hear his voice and we pray his will. And how do we pray? The specific focus that he give us is, turn to 2 Peter 1:21. And as you turn into that, as we press into God, you know, he'll show us things, he'll show us hindrance, he'll show us how to pray, and he'll show us what to focus on. And 2 Peter 1:21 says, above all, we must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. So it's not the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man. But man spoke from God as they carried along by the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand, when God speaks and you get a prophetic word and you receive it, you embrace it, that seed is planted. You're giving God something to work with. So now it's planted, it shall soon manifest. The prophetic word is not for everybody. It's for those that embrace it. So if a prophetic word is given to you, and you don't embrace it, and it don't come to pass, then you can't turn around and say, that's a false prophet. Because it's a two-way street. As God give the word to the prophet, and the prophet give it to you, then you reject it, and it don't come to pass, then you didn't play the role that you're supposed to play, because you need to embrace the prophetic word, the voice of God. The Holy Spirit carry us along. It's like a commander in chief, you know. and like the commander just unfolds a military map, and I want you to envision this, what I'm saying, where the map got all the outlines and the targets to be hit and drawing a line around the document. The map revealed the challenges as well as the potential success on the map. Well, this is the same when we're in prophetic intercession. See, we're working side by side with our commander-in-chief, with God. We're not there alone. God is right there with us. God's eternal purpose is with us to accomplish in situations that we're praying about. We're not just praying and spinning our wheels. We want to see the manifestation. So when God revealed his heart, he released his compassion and love for the people through our prayers. So you might find yourself praying, and before you can finish praying what you want to pray, guess what happened? God starts speaking, and then you begin to share with them what God is saying. And God give answers. He give answers. Yes. He give answers. So when I pray for a particular person, I often feel what God is feeling toward them at that time. And for instance, I would, you know, like I can experience his compassion for that person, or even feel what that person is going through emotionally. See, God sometimes let us experience these things in our own body and heart. And if he does that, it is to enable us to emphasize and to get serious with our intercession. See, other times, God will maybe expose certain demonic strongholds, or this can be compared with like a heated seeking missile that's sure to hit the target. So sometimes you might be interceding and you might see something demonic. You might see, there's so many things that you might see. So then if you are on target, you know, you can't really pray for them until you do the warfare. So the warfare has to be done. They might be asking for a petition, but God is showing you some demonic forces, so you have to tear them down. Your words have power. Your words have a creative force. The Bible, when God said, let there be light, there was light. The spoken word, the spoken prayer. So the enemy get crushed when you identify him. And especially when you can call him out by his name. He don't want you to call his name because guess what? He want to be incognito. He don't want you to see him. He don't want to be recognized. And see, the manifestation of those demons come when we call their name. Who are you? Who authority do you come in? They'll tell you. And you can even tell them, I come in the authority of Jesus Christ. You have to know who you are. And you can't be afraid because guess what? They drink fear. They love fear. Fear caused them to be empowered. Let me get back to prophetic intercession. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetic intercession, it's not just simply praying. It's more. It's a divine connection. It's a revelation. It's like an agreement between man and God. But guess what? It's based on his word or revelation received from the Holy Spirit. And then the manifestation of the answer comes. So it's almost like you're holding God's hand, you're talking to him, he's shaking your hand, giving you the answer, and telling you how to accomplish this task. What to do, what to say, how to give them strategic plans or thoughts. Turn to Hebrews. Hebrews 10, I'm going to read 19 I'm going to read 19 through 22. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtains, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from all guilt, guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. That's the word of God. And then Hebrews 12 and 22. I just want you to get it. Just want you to get it. Hebrews 12, 22 and 24, it tells us that when we are approaching God, we have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. Listen, the angels are with us. And guess what? What did he say about the angels? He's given us charge over them. Jesus. Thousands upon thousands of angels in a joyful assembly to the church of the firstborn, whose name are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirit of righteousness, men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks. Listen, the blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. You know the blood speaks? I want you to try to envision that. When we connect with our Heavenly Father through prayer, we are literally before God, surrounded by his kingdom and everything in it. See, we enter into the most holy place, a place where we can't enter into except through the blood of Jesus, who sacrificed his life for us so that we may even have the privilege to come before God. And we come before God with the blood of Jesus on us, with a boldness and with confidence that he hears us. And guess what? He welcomes us because he sees the blood. And praying is not a chore. Praying is fun, F-U-N, fun. We say at the ministry, you ready to have some fun? And especially when we labor side by side with our Heavenly Father. It's fun. Because guess what? Your labor is not in vain. Your labor of love shall not go unrewarded. We have an awesome God that when we pray and we allow our spirit to pray, when we let the spirit pray, let the spirit man pray. And when you let your spirit pray, you will begin to hear God. You got to go in deeper. See, as a believer of Jesus Christ, we have been given this incredible gift of being united to him through the Holy Spirit. And as he empowers us to become like him and to serve him in his work in the earth, And intercession is an activity that we do in laboring with Christ. See, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is doing this very thing in heaven, the same thing that we're doing on the right hand side of the Father. Hebrews 7:25. The word says that it is part of our wonderful inheritance in him that we should continually have bold asset before God's throne. So Christ's blood granted us the fellowship with God. And we are co-laborers. We're co-laborers, co-heirs with Jesus. Abba, Father, he delights in talking to us. And prophetic intercession, it involves, as I said, both of these elements. So, as we speak and talk to our Father, talk to our Daddy, he talks back. So we have to calm our spirit down and say what? Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. And if we ask him to speak and we wait there, our Father, our Daddy, he's going to talk to us. He's not going to sit there and stand there or whatever he's doing. He's not going to just look at us. He is going to speak. So we want to be able to hear the voice of God as a prophetic intercessor. I want to encourage you to understand that you have to wait to hear God's voice. And we're going to be talking more about how to hear God. You know, some may say, well, I'm not sure if it's God I'm hearing. We're going to be talking about that too. Not tonight, but we will be doing these teachings. And we encourage everyone to take part of the teaching, the workshops. They are to establish you that when you boldly go before the throne, that you know who you are, that you are equipped and qualified, and when you pray, you're not praying amiss, and you're coming back, you're pulling from heaven, and you're getting something to give to the people, to give them direction. And that's why, as we are able to tap in and pull down information from the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, see, he said, I will pour out of my spirit in those days on your sons and daughters, and they shall prophesy. Acts 2:17. See, it reveals the mind of Christ to humanity. And one more thing, it never contradicts the word of God. It will never contradict the word of God. And remember, we have to covet to prophesy. God wants his will to be vocalized. I mean, come on now. Why do you think the enemy is so against prophecy? Why do you think the prophets and the apostles were taken out of the churches? The prophets, the foundational gift. Why? Because the enemy knew, if I can get that church off balance, if I can get them off course, if I can get it where the pastor got all the struggles on him. See, the fivefold, the Bible says that the fivefold is to build up the saints, to perfect them, to grow them up. It was never meant for God's church to be ran by the pastor alone. That's why God sent more. He sent all these gifts to the body. So you send these gifts to the body, and then you reject the prophet and the apostle, but you accept the evangelist, the teacher, and the pastor. Something wrong with that picture. So it's so important that prophetic intercessors are on the wall so that the church can, God's church can line up with what the word says. about the fivefold, about having intercessors on the wall. Some churches you can go to, there is no intercessors on the wall. And the man or woman of God in leadership is struggling. And even if it is some on the wall, they're not faithful to the call, not faithful to the assignment, because they don't take it serious. The Holy Spirit, God's voice, the Holy Spirit is the teacher and the agent of truth. And the Holy Spirit said, I will, what did God, when Jesus left here, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, I'm going to leave you a comforter. And then he even told us what the comforter was going to do. He said, to lead, to guide, and to direct. How's he going to direct? He's going to speak. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. The key to hearing God's direction is through you being in prayer, staying there until you get the revelation of what he's saying. God wants to restore us to a place where we can hear his voice, where we can be upgraded, where he can download his spirit, his voice in us. And as the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, my God, when I just think about how God got this thing set up, he want to prepare his people so that we can produce, so that we can have some fruit on our trees, so that when someone else needs a fruit, something, they can see some fruit and they can say, let me get a fruit from that tree. And so it can affect my life. And the seed is implanted in my life. And now I got the fruit on my tree. And then someone else want to see some fruit and they look on my tree and they get them a fruit. So now the seed is planted in on their tree. So we need to have some fruit on our trees as prophetic intercessors, because we want to be effective and we want to be able to say, when we go into the presence of the Holy Spirit, when we go into the presence of God, we want to be able to say, I just met with my Father. I just met with my Father. Well, glory to God. I just want to thank everyone as you have tuned in tonight. We are grateful that you came on, and we're grateful we'll be here next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, same time. We'll be teaching about prophetic intercession. And so, again, we want to encourage you to stay on the wall. Stay on the wall. Keep a clean heart and tell the enemy he's a liar. Always walk in forgiveness. When you lay down at night, make sure that everything is right, because you don't know what, I'm going to say not tomorrow will bring, but you don't know what tonight will bring. So God keeps on doing great things for us. So in closing, like the dew in the morning, we're just going to ask him to keep on resting upon us. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening and good night.